Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday. I was kind of debating when I was going to record this because it's Sunday night right now. But you know what? We're going to have a quick little, nice little episode for Monday for everybody. Okay? Okay, let's do it. So, I just got back from New York City. Last night it was so fun. I went with my roommate who had never been before and we walked so much. I have nice blisters and sore calves, to show for it. But honestly, it just felt so good to get back into like that adventurous spirit. The other day, I recorded a YouTube video about like, these letters and like emails that I have, an email chain of, emails that I like send myself every year around December. And in the email, I'm like, in the emails, you know, that I wrote in 2019 and, 2020, yeah, whatever. I was reading them from 2019 and then I'm like, I hope you go to so many concerts and travel and have so, cause like that's such a big part of my livelihood. But then obviously took a long break and just laid low and just made the best of everything and whatever. And now I definitely feel like I'm stepping back into just that adventure self and personality that I have. Oh, it like, it cannot be, what's the word? It can't be subdued. So yeah, that video is honestly hilarious. You guys should go watch it. But how are we feeling today, first of all? It's been warm up here in Boston and in New York, and it's starting to finally feel like spring and summer. And I know like colleges are graduating and the semesters are over, and I don't know, it just feels good to feel the warmth and the sun. And you know, we have to talk about astrology. One, because I again made a YouTube video about my new moon ceremony that I went to. Go watch, so fun and interesting. And also, there's like a big kind of thing happening right now with Jupiter. So it already started on May 13th, but until July 28th, Jupiter is in the sign of Pisces, and it's just a really magical time of expansion. I'm going to post on my Instagram story, Illuminaya or Anaya's TikTok she made about it, because I just like to reference her now for some of my astrology stuff, because you know, she was on the podcast and she made a really good TikTok about it. So I'm going to post that. But basically, it's just like really expansive, and like this transit of Jupiter being in Pisces, the last time like it was in the sky like this was in 2010. So that was a long freaking time ago. And so it's just a, you know, a time to kind of see maybe what's changed since then. Maybe we're like, I mean, we're all 10 years older than since then. So a lot has changed. But I want to read this little quote from my Chani app that I have, because of, not everyone like will have this, I guess, what is it called? Aspect. And I feel like I never talk about aspects because it's like another layer of astrology. But basically aspects is like how your planets relate to each other. So not just them on their own, but how they're related to each other. And the position of my ascendant, my rising, which is Pisces, and the position of Jupiter, I have this trine. So there's like trine, sextiles, squares, and oppositions and conjunctions, I think. I might have forgotten one. But anyways, mine, there's this quote, and I just love it so much. And it says, "Some are born lucky, some make their own luck. Some know that luck is to be welcome and celebrated, but never expected. You are all three." And I'm just like, yes, I am all three. Hello. Like, I'm feeling like this. I'm definitely feeling this expansive energy. I'm feeling like the luck and the walking the streets of New York and just expanding physically from staying in the same spot for so long. And also, like mentally and emotionally and spiritually. And something that I was doing when I was on the bus to New York, and I haven't finished it yet, is I was just writing in my journal, like 1 month from now, just playing a little game of like visualization, like write May 2021 and then write June 2021 and just visualize, like, what do I want to be doing in June? It could literally be eating an ice cream cone, it could literally be swimming in the ocean. It doesn't have to be win the lottery or get $1 million. Like, it can be anything. But then I was going to do 1 month, 1 year, 5 months, 10 months, and 20 months. Or not 20 months. What am I saying? Oh my God. 1 month, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years. Because, like I said, this little transit of big transit of Pisces and Jupiter hasn't been here since. It hasn't done it since 2010. So, like, now's a good time to think again to 10 more years. And, like, I don't know. Sometimes I forget to not just look, to the next day or to the next week. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, 10 years. Like, that's gonna be in such a long time. Like, I don't know even what I'm gonna be doing. But 2010, I was in high school. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna go to college. And like, I never thought past that. But those 10 years have gone by. Like, I'm not 17, 18 anymore. So I don't wanna be sitting here in 10 years thinking I'm not 27, 28, 20 more. Like, I wanna write down stuff for my life. And also, something for summer, it's like, a little bit of shedding, we're shedding layers, the light shining through to us. And I know something I'm also doing is just like taking another inventory, like who's in my life or what types of people are in my life or what things or habits are in my life that just aren't serving me for the winter or for the summer now. It's like winter, I definitely feel a little more stagnant, a little more laying on the couch a little more, watching TV. And honestly, it really feels like the seasons. And now with summer, it's like I'm inviting b biking back in. I'm inviting smoothies back in. Like, what are the things that, and the people that I'm letting go of, and even setting healthy boundaries and experimenting with that, especially if you've really liked kind of your routine or your boundaries of, oh, it's COVID. Like, sorry, I can't do this. Well, now is the opportunity to keep setting those boundaries that you want to set and doing things like that. And I don't know, I love to just like shed my winter clothes and the winter feelings and, even some activities and just go out there and do new activities, go rollerblading, go walking, go kayaking, wear shorts, eat and drink smoothies. Like, I've just kind of been thinking about hobbies and creativities and I don't know, just all that fun stuff like that. And yeah, the Jupiter thingy, the Jupiter transit is from May 13th to July 28th. So we have some time to kind of work with it. Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't really have a ton today. I just want to keep it kind of easy and light, but I did go to New York. So fun. And I'm making a whole YouTube video vlog about it. So that'll be up on next Sunday. So go subscribe if you want to see any of that vlog action. And oh, I also wanted to say too, just because it's Monday, we have so many good episodes with guests coming up. I posted about it on Instagram, but I have like a million recordings this week, and I'm honestly not even that mad about it. Like, I'm excited. We have a person named Heather who's a mixed reality artist, and I'm just so interested to learn more about that. She'll be coming up. We have Georgia Bridger's episode coming up. That's going to be on Thursday. The Lesbian Bar Project, the 411K, and Beyond the Bliss podcast, and some human design stuff. So, got excited for all of those. And also, June's Pride Month, and I want to do a few kind of special things. I'm still in the works, or either just talk about pride topics, or talk about sexuality topics coming up in June. So, other than that, I hope everyone has a great week and stay tuned for Thursday's guest episode. Bye. Thanks again for listening. Please take a minute to follow on Apple and Spotify too. It's completely free. It just helps the podcast. And if you really enjoyed today's episode, go to Apple and leave a 5-star rating and a review telling me what you liked. I'm on Instagram, and I'm actually on TikTok too, at The Unemployment Podcast, so we can connect there. Feel free to message me with any guests you'd like to see on the show, and don't forget to check back for new episodes every single Monday and Thursday. If you're listening to this and are a creator, either with your own podcast show or you're on TikTok, I'd love to connect more about the Queer Media Company. So you can email me at hello@sarahbischoff.com or just message me on Instagram. Thanks. See ya.